Welcome to This Week in Pubathon, episode 4, week 4. This week, we will get a little bit insight on what folks are having for breakfast, of course, hear about their goals, and please stay tuned until the end so you hear a live recording of a paper actually being submitted. We'll start with one right now to begin with. Who thinks they had the best breakfast? Or does Aiden get extra points because he's eating while we're talking?
My roommate made sourdough, so I had sourdough with some pesto on it for breakfast.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's going to be hard to beat that. Anybody want to try to beat that?
I'm currently rolling with some avocado toast, full paprika, lemon juice, and salt. So,
ooh, more ingredients than
normal paprika or smoked paprika?
Smoked paprika.
Oh, that's elevated.
I had to share my yogurt with my baby because we've accidentally trained her to be like a puppy dog, and she expects you to give her anything that you're eating, and so she just like sits at the foot of the couch like yogurt.
I had a flat seltzer water that I opened yesterday and forgot to drink. So
worst breakfast.
Oddly enough, yeah, it's exactly the same thing. I opened it this afternoon, didn't drink it. So I'm sitting by the computer this morning, so I drank it.
All right. So for next week, Shelly, what are you thinking?
I need to think of like a goal for finishing making the GUI Duck genome paper more submission ready. So I guess part of that is formatting, like continuing journal formatting.
Removing all the comments? Is that a reasonable goal?
Yeah, but some of them aren't just...
Or dressing all the comments?
Yeah, but if they're for like other people, would I address other people's comments? You know what I mean? Like Holly put in some comments for herself to do.
Right. Like, so your job would be to bug her. That would count as addressing it. If it's for me to do or her to do.
Okay.
You remind them that they have comments that need to be done. So that would count.
Okay. So address all comments.
Okay. And that seems like a good goal.
For it. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
I have to imagine there's going to be some major bonus points, almost unrecoverable for anybody else if we can get that paper in this month. I'm just putting that out there.
And there's some references also that are in here that need to be like paper pile formatting on them, like they were just okay. I guess really pushing that forward. I mean, is that okay if I just focus on that?
Yep.
Or should I? Yep. Yes. Okay.
Yep.
I'm going for these major bonus points.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Yeah, hopefully, I mean, we got the coral paper out, so Holly should be on board too.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So Shelly, Grace, what are your goals for this week?
I'm just going to publish the GitHub paper, repo. And then hopefully by next week, it'll be submitted or like submitted later that day after Pubathon meeting. I feel like that's reasonable.
I don't know if you may have a chance to look at the abstract. I mean, not the abstract, the letter. The letter looks good, Grace. I mean, I'll take a quick look. I mean, I'll take a final look at it, but it seems very good to me. It seems appropriate to me. I mean, okay. Straightforward. I mean, we could, sometimes I feel like, you know, maybe down 3/4 of the paragraph, they might stop reading, but the idiot, you know, but it's no reason we can't have it in there if they want to read it. Okay. And kind of quasi-related, Grace, and I mean, it might be, don't have to really, it's not relying on it, but somehow like linking the bigger, all the other kind of crab data that you're not using. That's nothing to do. I'm just thinking out loud now. I just want a way to like connect that. So maybe like afterwards, we can put a link in your repo to something else that's kind of this big picture thing that I think we're still trying to get our hold of. You know,
like the
I think
big be good, project like, crab repo, like the
yeah, general, yeah, yeah. General but that one. That could, yeah. yeah, But that is just one line of text in your readme of your paper one. But just to bring, just to remind us and the readers that there's a whole cohort of complementary data that we have, mainly for us. We're trying to do something similar with the GUI Duck effort now, as it's just so unwieldy. Mm-hmm. All right. And what's your goals for next week?
Not really sure. I feel like I could go a couple different directions. I could fill in some of the holes in the methods that I have, which would probably require just like chatting with Grace for a bit, maybe with Sam for a bit. I could work on kind of cleaning up some of my scripts. Beyond that, I feel like I don't necessarily have that. I don't know. Any recommendations for what direction to kind of go next?
I don't know. I would love to see a table of all the differentially expressed genes annotated from day two to day two and kind of show us that with some kind of visualization, just to get a kind of a feel of what in the data exploration phase of what those are. So you being, you know, maybe Swiss Pro, maybe something else, gene ontology and what your best guess is to which one would fall in hematidinium and which one would fall into a crab.
Okay. I might do that, but just narrow it down to genes that would fall into hematidinium, because I mean, there's 300 some genes that would fall into that. So it'd be a pretty large.
How many total genes do you have that are differentially, how many total genes do you have that are differentially expressed between, but the day twos and the two temperatures?
It's around about 290, 270, somewhere in that range.
Okay. Total.
Yeah.
But you don't know how many of those are hermatidinium versus crab, or do you already know that?
No, I don't know at this point.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It'd be good to have a table with 300 lines in it and say, okay, and kind of show what they all are, both functionally, gene ontology, and tax-wise. I think that's a good next step.
Sounds good.
Max, not here. I think she's our goal of keep working on methods to complete library prep and data reduction. So that's with her single cell paper. Yamini, your goals for next week?
Yeah, I think my goals for next week, like my top part, I think is just, I need to write something. Like I need to put the methods for both papers on paper.
Laura, how about you? What are your goals for next week?
I would like to resubmit this paper with the fixes. I want to finish the genotyping and variant calling step, and I would like to show you guys some results next week. Want to improve that size associated loci paragraph in the Oli epigenetics and genetics paper, and then I want to write a draft methods for my quantseq paper.
Wow, that's a lot of goals.
Those are ambitious goals.
They seem ambitious, but I think I can do it. I've set low standard goals in the past. I feel like I need to up my game.
What results do you want to show us? Are you talking about the quant state expression or the GATK genotyping, yeah, or something, yeah, totally different?
I want to show the genotyping stuff and just make sure that the decisions I made, yeah, through the pipeline were appropriate.
Okay.
If I have results, you know, I could encounter some more issues, but
yeah,
I want to be confident about that. So Catherine, that the pipeline that you sent, the MATLAB pipeline, he's using out of date code, okay, or like it's yeah, things that GATK. Yeah. And so I just am working through the pipeline that they have, and so I could go back and just use theirs if this becomes an issue. Use like an archived code, but or archived program version, but that's why I'm not using it right now.
Cool. If you want to like send me in Slack or something the pipeline you're following, just so I can like look at it and see what it is. Yeah, I won't be on next week until like, I guess 9:30 your time, but I should be able to get on and can look at your results if you have them.
Cool, sounds good. Oh, Aiden, you said something about scripts for your goals and I didn't catch the full sentence. Can you just repeat that?
Oh, I mean, basically I just have all of my scripts in like, are in just like as regular R scripts. And at some point I'm looking to switch that over to R Markdown.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, I'd be interested to kind of see, you know, next week to kind of, we had a good conversation, Aiden, about this, how you were working in R, and just, I'd be curious this next week, kind of just see that to better understand the calling of functions and looping and all that kind of stuff. It'd be pretty interesting to see that next week, and which would align with the whole scripting thing. All right. Catherine, what you got going next week? You're muted.
One more little analysis I want to do. And I guess I wanted to maybe show what I had done, but my Jupyter Lab notebook, I think, got too big and is now, it's mad at being open while Zoom is running. But basically, I can explain it. We have SNPs that can change a CPG. And so they can either create a new CPG or they can remove an existing one in the genome. And so these are our CPG SNPs. And Laura in the discussion had said one of the reasons our like genetics are correlated with methylation in terms of distance between samples at those two metrics. She said that that might be because historical methylation patterns change the mutation rate at methylated sites. So the idea being, if I'm saying this right, Laura, that if a site is less methylated, if a CPG is less methylated, it's less likely to mutate to thymine. And so there would be fewer SNPs. And for
right, our, just for my sanity check, the general idea being if areas that are highly methylated are more likely to mutations are more likely to see those mutations. That's why we are able to do all those CPG observed over expected ratio calculations.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I did is I, for all my CPG SNPs, looked to see if they were 50 base pairs away from a methylated site and whether they were more likely to be near a methylated site than non-CPG SNPs. And they're like a lot more likely, or 1.4 times more likely. So I think that's...
I guess one quick question.
Yeah.
Did you account for just the likelihood of any CPG, whether it's a SNP or not, being closely beside the CG?
Yes. Yeah, sorry. Okay. Yeah, so yeah, being close to, yeah, so it was any CPG and then the methylated CPGs.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah,
yeah. Yes, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, the first time I did it, I did not take that into account. And then, yeah, I was like, oh, but wait, like, you know, they could just be closer to an unmethylated CPG. Yeah. Yeah, so did that. Yeah, their CPG SNPs are more likely to be associated with a site that is methylated compared to non-CPG SNPs. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it made me want to redo our other analyses just a little bit, excluding CPG SNPs. And so just, you know, that correlation between genetic distance and methylation distance. If we take away CPG SNPs, are they still correlated? And if they are, then we can say, okay, some of this is due to CPG SNPs and their relationship with methylation, and some of it is due to other mechanisms that we talked about in the paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that analysis is the one I need to do. And I almost had it done by today, but I had to reinstall something. And yeah. Yeah, so that analysis, and then do this paragraph in the discussion about the genetic differences between populations. And I don't know, is there something else? What do you think, Laura?
No, that's awesome. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think then we'll have like most of our discussion paragraphs fully fleshed out. We can just make decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. So those will be my goals.
And then Sam?
Primary goal is to pull out a list of GUI duck gene IDs that correspond to various, a list of methylation related machinery that Stephen gave to me. So I'm going to get those pulled out and get those into at least a list form, maybe a table if I want something more fancy, I guess.
Just to clarify, that is like at the bottom of the list of that genome paper. So if you think there's anything else that needs attention in the GUI duck genome paper, we want to deal with that. Yeah. That's kind of like icing on, that's like, that I don't want that to hold it up, but it's something that, you know, because it's not going to make a break paper, but it's an, it is an interesting thing and kind of fits in the paper since we're doing methylation and we're doing a genome, but it's not going to hold up the paper.
Yeah. So I'll do that.
So there you go. Can you repeat that? I'm sorry. I was writing what Catherine's goals.
Sure. I'm just going to pull out a list of GUI duck gene IDs that correspond to a list of methylation machinery related genes that Stephen provided a list of. I'll do that and keep working on this OSS stuff and slowly. I mean, you know, once we have the space to update files, then I'll update all the readmes and make sure I can figure out where some of the files came from for files that don't have readmes, stuff like that. And I'll keep reading through the paper. Instead of just read it, I'll actually try to think about it. See if it makes sense.
All right. What are my goals for next week? I think I will carry over, write paragraph in GUI duck paper. I will also do a new single cell oyster annotation with the relaxing the E value, basically not removing it, just so we have all the data we can in terms of homologs with sea urchin genes and making the decision post joining whether we believe it or not on the E value rather than limiting it up front, just to get as much information as possible. Essentially what we're doing is trying to get homologs for all the sea urchin genes found in single cell effort in development and match them to what we have in oysters and single cell stuff. So anyway, plan on doing that. And yeah, anything else any other goals people want to give to me?
Write the intro to our paper. Is that joke still funny?
Right. You can put it down there. We'll see. It's possible. You can put it down there. Write intro to the Oli paper.
No, I don't want you to get minus points because I don't think that's going
to
happen.
You don't want to set me up. You don't want me to set me up to fail.
That would be unfair.
And I guess the goal is to work with Grace to check the things I'm supposed to do with Grace to get that paper out. So that's another goal.
Eat a better breakfast.
Yeah, I'm planning to have carbonated seltzer water for breakfast next Friday. This is not good.
Carbohydrates in general would also be good for breakfast.
Is it happening?
Yeah, it's happening.
Stephen, it's happening. Mac, it's happening. What happened? Remove submission. Approve submission. Are you sure? Are you sure? Heck to the yes. It's a really big paper. You're welcome, genome biology.
Did it get submitted?
That's what it says.
Yay!
Thank you for approving. So